Hi, welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here this week with Cameron Camp at ESET. Welcome, Cameron.
Good to be here, Brian.
So the holiday season is here and the decorations are starting to go up, but that also means that there are more things to be wary about, particularly as you're doing online shopping. What are you seeing in terms of this holiday season and what's starting to happen in terms of scams or potential threats?
You know, Brian, we're seeing a lot of activity where scammers are putting up fake sites, and this is going to look and it's going to feel like the site you're expecting to go to buy electronic gadgets for your family, and they're not. They're fakes.
So in terms of these fakes, I mean, why do people fall for them? There's just been so much attention on this. Is there something different about the holiday season that makes people more susceptible to these?
Well, so we've had a lot of fakes in the past, but what's interesting about this is if you're a scammer, you know that some amazingly high percentage of people are going to hit the webs in a rush, you know, the Friday following Thanksgiving, and especially the next Monday, they call Cyber Monday. What you can do is you can prepare scams. They fake rankings on Google. So when you type in a search for whatever product you're looking for, they game the system so their fake site comes in above very popular sites you're expecting to see. And they put this big push right on that Monday or right on that Friday. You click on it and you fall for the scams.
Is this, you know, is part of this just that people are moving so fast that it's kind of that ridiculous holiday frenzy, you know, the virtual version of people, you know, getting in big lines and pushing and shoving and trying to find, you know, get their stuff done as quickly as possible or competing for that one toy?
You know, listen, this is almost a sport, a professional sport. The stores on Black Friday open earlier and earlier. I know people that get there 12 o'clock the night before to get the DVD that you can't, you know, get, or you get a discount later. And so that feeds in. The retailers love it. And the same is true. You're going to see a lot of deals coming into your inbox saying, hey, we're going to beat the game. We're going to roll it back earlier. You can buy this new electronic doodad even on Sunday if you click here. And if you click here, your guards are down because you're expecting, well, I'm going to get the great deal. I'm not going to look as closely at the fine print.
Other than maybe, you know, including the sort of slowing down and fine print, what should people do because of the holiday season? Is there anything extra they should be doing, you know, in the same way that they water the Christmas tree and make sure to, you know, not burn down the house?
Aside from not catching the house on fire, I think it's important that a lot of these scammers are using similar techniques where they buy a service that allows them to get the fake rankings. And that service tends to be through the use of malicious web pages or software. And so that's great because sometimes if your anti-malware will catch that if it's current, because, you know, they're always reviving these scams and calling it something different. So I would say before you go out there, before you wear the numbers off your gold card, I would say update your computer security software and then go have a great time.
Is there anything else, either, you know, good old standby advice that we give that is just good to use all season long?
When people are in this frenzy, they tend to have their guards down. I would just say if something looks too good to be true, it probably is. You can't buy a new PlayStation or a new Xbox for $100. It's not going to happen.
Cameron, that's some great advice for folks this holiday season. As always, you should visit blog.eset.com for all kinds of tips and tricks to stay safe when you're out there, both in the snow of the holiday season and all year long. You've been listening to the Malware Report. We'll talk to you next week.